Simon Tov Kuf Mem Beis. We're holding it in the Bir Locha. Ayyadei Poyol. So that's, it's a Bir Locha on Sif Beis. And we had started it. We brought up, he quoted the Murksia, which is Rebbe of Emden, that, so the same way there's a Heter Poyol can do in Lomay Yoichol, but for the wife and children, so the ones that he's chayvim is under some, he has the right to, that's called en lomay yoichol. The ones he's not chayv to support them, he can tell them, listen, guys, go take, go knock on the doors. So that's that was the quote from the Merks here. Well, let me hear a cloud. So, like the Mishnah Berurah, that, I don't think this is correct at all. Is that the Bir Locha? This is not correct. You already has it? Yeah. Okay. The mitzvah shall simchas zechag koi gamal cholamoid. The mitzvah simchas zechag applies not only to the days of Yom Tov, but to cholamoid also. Makedisa v'ramah perikvav behilchos Yom Tov, as the Rambam says explicitly. Masimcha yiloi imbono v'yachzu al apsochim. It's not going to be a very happy time for him if he's sending his kids knocking on doors for support. The other mitzvah mukha b'shiltas parashas bracha. The sefer she'iltas on parashas zoysa bracha. Tefillin Yochel Hasig Lobois Mo, so Litner is that this halacha over here, a Pelsh in Lamay Yochel, he's allowed to work on Chol HaMoed in order to be able to have money, so even if he could take a loan instead. He's not Mokhiv to do that. Hitir Lalas is Molocha, that will Litzer Belitzer and Eschita, he's allowed to do Molocha, which are not Tzarcha Moed, he has no need for them on the Moed, except that he needs to make money. So this is what he knows how to do, he's allowed to do that. Or to have money, what do you mean have money? Borrow money. He says, no, the keep in the board of the maze of Atsifale Daite, but much Mikhaimata Bikhagecha. So the Shulta says, but a person having a loan on his head is painful. So he can't be Mikhaimisamatikhagecha with a loan. So allowing him to do work and feel good about himself that he's done the work and he has the money and it's fair and square his own money is part of a simchas chag. So similarly, Koshkim and Yonenu, that regards to the case of sending his kids knocking on the doors is not going to be simchas achag, and therefore he's allowed to work. To elamay yoichol applies not only to himself but to his family also. Even though he's not, they reach the age where he's not mechuyav halachah to support them anymore. Above the age of 6 or 7, the Gemara says. Now, okay, ma'etzim adinim yoichol hasig mos bavo ben yoneinu yesh la'ayin. I have to tell you that this point of the shultas is debatable, but the Marxia said I disagree with. I brought a proof from the Shultas, and I would make it, if what the Shultas said is true, Kalma Kermer, what over here it should be true. Now, the point of the Shultas alone is debatable. The Raman Pasuk Shem Nafilu Hu Asher Sheesh Lomos Umay Tzolitnes Min Ashruk Gamkin Enim Mokhiv Kekos Aritz Geyes. The Rambam says over there, what's it going on? In a case where he's there's an usher which the time of the Mesha simple so Adam Hushin Hanami shall atma will no mitzvah sacherim hit a rav lixer chitav. The Rambam learns up this halacha that a person is allowed to do his own. He's talking about the halacha of that if a person wants to go through his own items and tzarchamoyin and prepare them. So that why you're allowed to go through your own items and prepare them, go buy ready made from the shuk. So I'm going to be kaitzer my tavua and I'm going to be going to process my tavua for all the way from the ksira. The ksira, the imur, the
disha. Instead of buying flour somewhere else.
Instead of buying flour somewhere else, the Rambam says, you're allowed to do that. He says, why is that? Enem mechuyiv. V'akarchacha atam, the mesha simple sa'odam, hum shenehenem shal atzim, v'lo mitzvos acherim. That's part of the person in the Morse says, ratzadam akapsha la mitzvot shakam and shakabere. I'd rather have my own than somebody else's, even if the ratio is 1 to 9. Right? And that's why Rav hits a Rav, leaks a chitzav, that Rav allowed you to process your own items. Mashain came in Yonenu, the Bechol Gavna Yechol, Tavua Shalacherim. But over here, either you're going to work and get from somebody else, or you're going to get money, you know, buy from somebody else, or you're going to borrow and buy from somebody else. Either way, you're going to get money and then buy from somebody else. So maybe in that I can't tell you for sure that we're going to apply this idea of just because he has a loan, that it's going to create this atzibus das that we were going to allow malacha because of that. But back to this discussion over here, he says, I don't see any question that you'd be allowed to do what you need to support the whole family. Okay. So we sit basically finished. Simon Tov Kuf Mem Gimel. In Malach Al Yere En Yehudi B'chol Amoy.
Rabbi Kiva says, say Shabbat Chol, Al Tistarach Lebrios. So does that mean like an out-and-out grant, or does that mean a loan too? When Rabbi Kiva said that, he probably meant just a grant, like someone should give you the money, but not if you borrow. Because I would have thought that borrowing is taking away more from Simchas Yontif than buying some flour in Giant. I mean, it sounds from this that it's a worse thing to when you have your own flour to go buy it than to take out a loan. I mean, that's my understanding of what he's saying here, which is I don't know, my mind seems a little counterintuitive. Because, you know, when you take out a loan, you're beholden to somebody. If you go out and buy flour at Giant, you're not beholden to anybody. You pay for it. It's yours. I mean, so you'll use your wheat the next week. I mean, it's not miyakev. It's not like you can't use it. You use it next week. So I find that a little hard to understand.
Okay. Well, you're asking really two different questions. One is the understanding of the Bir Halacha as is, which is a little bit, there's a chiddush there. He's saying, if it's true according to that the Rambam stresses on that's a Gemara. The Gemara says behedya that there's a and it's Sivas Das taking from somebody else as opposed to using your own. The Gemara is talking about specifically on the item itself, mm-hmm. not on your own personal work versus borrowing money. There is a Gemara, and the Gemara says that there is a din of levu'alai, that taking a loan for Simchas Yomtov, the Gemara says, suggests that you should do that.
Oh, you should do that.
Right. That's talking about for Yomtov, not for Chol HaMoed. Now the question is, so how do you... So I mean, the Gemara does not seem to say that borrowing is considered a stira to Simcha.
Oh, okay.
So, even though the Shiltis, you know, says so, but that's not grounded in the Gemara. Even though there is a Gemara, which says "Ever Lover Lishmalva," which the more it clears what you know, what does that mean? To what do you apply that concept? So he's creating some element of shibud of servitude on himself, which is not obviously can't be comfortable. But the more it seems that specifically in the regards to the midst of Simchas Yomtov, the more it says if we don't have. So levu'alai, that's, you know, and when he pare, the Bereshim says, borrow and I'll make sure you have what to pay back. Mm-hmm. Regards to Rekiva Shita, I wish I could tell you, I remember all the details of the sugya. If I recall correctly, Rekiva Shita comes out, or at least the Gemara comes out, how we pass and visit Rekiva, in a case where a person can be mitzamsem and make enough to be able to have a basic element of covered Shabbos, so then we don't come out to other people. If even that he can't do, we paskin, I mean, I don't remember if the Gemara says in Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says not like Rabbi Kiva, then you should take, see if you can get the basic, you know, basic. One element, there's one more element. Let's say you have the basic meal, and you can add one element to covered Shabbos, mm-hmm. so you shouldn't take from anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like Rekiva says, if even that you can't do, so then you should take from other people.
So in other words, but also that Rabbi Akiva is saying you shouldn't take, but borrowing may not be.
I don't remember how the Gemara fits Rabbi Akiva in vis-a-vis Halvor. Oh. I mean, the Gemara does talk about. I don't remember what the Gemara says.
Oh, okay. The Gemara, you think, does mention it?
I think so.
Okay.
But I would. It's not certain. Okay, so Sif, was pretty straightforward. So there's an Isra Amir La'akum Achol Amoyed. So if you can't do it yourself, you can't ask a guy to do it for you either. Aleph, also La'asoy, Lerman Le'nachri, also Chachamenu, Moyed L'zeh, Kishabas, Yomtev, Achol Amoyed, Chazal made it the equipment of Shabbos and Yomtev, and there's an Isra Amir La'akum. Okay.
You did base before I came? All base?
We had done base yesterday. We're holding the beer aloft. Is that right? Am I wrong?
It's possible. I don't know why I marked before the base and then.
I thought we had done base yesterday.
No, yeah, we did. Yeah. You just went back to the beer aloft.
The beer aloft, yeah. Yeah, we did base. The Moshe Dishonori points out that there are some differences, even though we're saying it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov, there are some differences. One of them is that the goy comes to do malach on his own. So in Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're mechuyav to try and stop him. And if he did it, you shouldn't be paying him. But a case where he did it on his own for the Jew on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to pay him for the work that he did. He brings over there that possibly you'd even pay him on Chol HaMoed. You don't even wait till after Yom Tov to pay him. You pay him right away. Okay. In the case where there's a tzarech mitzvah involved, shari ayyadei akum. So we're going to create this kula that the hoyesh tzimra filib shabbos ayin simushin zayin sifhei. So on Shabbos, we're not matter malacha. We start with something which is a malacha deraisa. So we're not matter amir la'akum on that for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's a derabanan, so with something called a shvus to shvus, b'malka mitzvah is mutter. But it's a deraisa, even though I'm not doing it myself, I'm asking a goy to do it, so it's a derabanan now. As a tzarech mitzvah, that's not mutter. There is a shita which is mekel. It's a shita toisus. Toisus and gittin and chesam beis. That he quotes, it's either the Rebbeinu Chananel or the Oruch, I wish I remember which one it is, that the Morbeder says, if a person is buying a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, and he's afraid that if he doesn't complete the purchase and sign it and seal it on Shabbos, the deal will fall through. So you're allowed to have the document signed and sealed in the Goyish court on Shabbos to be able to seal the deal to buy the piece of property on in Eretz Yisrael away from the Goyim. So is that halacha specifically in regards to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael getting the Eretz Yisrael out of the hands of the Goyim, or is that a general rule that you're allowed to do mir lakam mitzarech mitzvah, even though it's malacha the rice of ksiva? So there's three approaches over there. One is mechadish that made a rice. The only ksiva which is the rice is ksava shuris, and everything else is the rabbanon. So therefore, it's only ksiva the rabbanon. So it's a shus to shus l'mokam mitzvah. One approach is to say that it's ksiva the rice, but the mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so chashiv that chazal were mekel for that. But shaking other mitzvahs not
mekel on a daraisa.
They're Amir La'akum, have a goy do
the
it.
The guy's going to do that.
The guy's going to do, the guy's going to do malacha deraisa for the purpose of the mitzvah, which normally the heter of a goy is.
So only the guy has to sign it, you don't have to sign it. Is that how it works?
in this case.
Whatever the case would be, whether they were Malo Bar Kos, they would go to the, they would take it to the judge, and the judge would sign off on it, etc. So that's what you had to do. You'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos. And the third approach was that in general, we're makel that the Amir Lachim works on even on the Raisa for the Tzarech Mitzvah. So we don't pass at that Shita. But the Gabi Chol HaMoed will be Semech on that Shita. Because there is a Yesh Mitzvah even on Shabbos.
In Masech the Shabbos, when I talk about writing it, it's, I thought it was in any language. I didn't think it was, I don't remember anything about Ksav Ashuris.
Right, so that Shita is a B'chiddush.
It's not in the Gemara, is it? I mean, the Gemara says it says in any language, I think. I think so. That's, maybe I'm recalling it wrong.
The Lashon there says B'chol Lashon.
Right?
So the Shaila is, do I have a Gemara which over here is being matarit, which indicates that other Lashonis are not the Raisa, and it's a Machlokes, and we have to decide who you're Paskin like.
But where is this brought down? I mean,
but the more in Gittin, the more says
the Gemara in Gittin says that.
The more says you're allowed to have it, the document drawn up.
No, but
and signed.
I'm talking about that there's a difference, making a difference between Ksav, Ksiva, Ksav Ashuris. That's the Gemara in Gittin?
That's where one of the Rishonim, I remember who, one of the Rishonim's approach, how the Rimazah, why the Heter is. So he said that this Gemara apparently is assuming that as long as you're not writing it in the Lashon HaKodesh, so it's not considered.
But what's, do you remember his source? I mean, where is he getting this from?
I don't remember.
Because
he learned about that Pshat the Gemara. So
I recently looked at Masechta Shabbos, and I don't know.
Masechta Shabbos sounds like the whole Lashon, right? That's the more of their of.
First of all, it was that all these melachas are based on what they did in the Mishkan. I don't even know if they wrote in Ashuris in the Mishkan.
Well, they wrote Lashon HaKodesh.
They could have been writing in the old Ksav Ivri. I don't even know what they wrote.
You would assume that whatever the Ksav, the Ksav of Ksav Ivri, of Lashon HaKodesh is at that point in time, that's the Ksiv of the Reis, according to him.
That's revolutionary.
You know, we had some radical rabbis over here.
I guess.
Nowadays we call them whatever, but in those days, okay. So lasoy, you can't tell the guy to do it. Filim humashar shim lo yisker aksha v'akum lasis b'moyed. The tzarch l'shalom b'yerker godol akra moyed. Filahochi also the mashena b'yodah lo mikri hezek. So in regards to the din of Dover Oved, the Rabbi says, I have something which I'm going to be losing it, not had something which I could have. So I don't have anything here which is being mass. The item itself is not being mass. Nifsud. The item itself is fine, and I can wait after the Yom Tov to take care of it. But since I can hire a goy now for cheaper, and it costs more to hire the goy later on, so I'm going to then incur a loss vis-a-vis now. That's not called, I'm not losing anything. I'm just spending less money now than I would have to spend then. That's not called that there's a loss, which is here, b'faneinu. Okay. Fine. Now, it's interesting that the Mishabura approaches this that we made it like Shabbos and Yom Tov, which seems to quote from the Morgan of Rum, which it sounds like that the concept of Mir L'Akum is limited to the holy days, and it all applies to Shabbos, and it all applies to Yom Tov. And I'm wondering whether it applies to Chol HaMoed. The answer is, well, Chol HaMoed is treated as a Yom Tov, a semi-Yom Tov. It sounds like that by Stam Yisrei Lavin, there's no din of Amir Lachim, because if there's dinner Amir Lachim by Stam Yisrei Lavin, I don't have to discuss whether Chol HaMoed is like Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's an Isser, so there's a dinner Amir Lachim. The Gemara is pretty clear, Gemara in Bava Metzia, that there's an Isser Amir Lachim by other Malachas. The Gemara talks about the case of telling a guy to do muzzling of the animal, the Sachem Shabbadisha, you take an animal to thresh, so you can't muzzle the animals. The Gemara says, okay, no, I'll ask the guy to do it for me. So I won't be able to say Shabbatisha because I didn't do it. The guy did it. The Gemara says, "Osur kamir la'akim is osur. Kamir la'akim is osur." You can't tell the goy to do the isur of being choisim the peeve of the shore.
Who's doing the plowing?
Even if the Jew will do the plowing,
the Jew doing the plowing, then he's in essence doing the plowing with a muzzled animal.
But if the animal is muzzled to start with, so that he's ever b'shev al tasa, he wasn't choisim it. The Mor says that, but if he have the goy be maxim for him, it'd still be usur. Because of Mir Lakam, the Mor says, the Mor brings a Mir Lakam shoes. That's the Mor's lashon. The Mir Lakam shoes.
So when does the Isser when is that Isser Chal? When he muzzles the animal and then he goes to plow. So you could say, well, I muzzled it 10 minutes before. I didn't do it right then. I mean, at what point do you say? At what point that you're not? What's the
classic answer? Question. I'm not holding the sugya good enough to answer.
Yeah, I would imagine you haven't been doing much plowing lately.
Well, that for sure. I used to do a lot of it in my younger years, uphill both ways. But I'd have to look up the sugya again. It's more tzadi aleph. But it's tzadi aleph.
Maybe it means that you have to that when you, while you're plowing it, you can't muzzle.
The more explicitly brings in a mir lakim shus. The Gemara brings that phrase as an isser, have the goy do it because of mir lakim shus. Tell the goy to do it is also usher. So that's where the Rishonim bring a raya, that the isser mir lakim does not limit the tafka of the Shabbos, it applies to other isserim also. Because the Gemara is bringing in, there's nothing with Shabbos over there. So I'm not sure why.
Is a goy mitzvah? I know this is not the same thing, but I'm saying, is a goy mitzvah on Tzav HaLechayim?
It's a good mitzvah in Tzav HaLechayim.
But forgetting the Isser, I think there might be an inyan of Tzav HaLechayim here.
So the way the Rambam presents it, the more it brings the sugya of Tzav HaLechayim is the rice of the Rabbanan and Mechalikas, the more it learns out from the mitzvah of Prika, of unloading the animal.
Right.
With, you know, he's overloaded, helping unload the animal. The Rambam brings that Tzav HaLechayim is the Raisa, because you see that the Malach said to Bilam, you know, why did you hit your osin? So, as you see, Tzav HaLechayim is the Raisa. The problem is, the more in the whole conversation in the Sugya, Tzav HaLechayim is the Raisa, the Rabbanan, the whole Amun of the Gemara, the Gemara never brings that pasuk. Mm. So, the Akronim explained that there's Tzav HaLechayim and Tzav HaLechayim. Tzav HaLechayim, which is the Rambam's case where the person actively went and hit the animal.
Oh.
That's the Raisa. And that's what the Rambam's bringing from that pasuk. The Gemara's discussion of whether the Tzav HaLechayim is the Raisa or not is a case where it's passive. The animal is overburdened. Now, we don't know if it's a mitzvah the Raisa of Echiyim at Raisa of Tzav HaLechayim to help unload the animal or not. So that's the closing the more whether there's a Echiyim the Raisa or not. But to actively inflict pain on an animal, that is the Raisa. Now, the Malach said it to Bilam, who wasn't Jewish. So it would seem to indicate that this Isser of actively giving pain to the animal does not limit the Dafka to Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But the halacha of passively allowing the animal to be in pain, that seems to be the halacha, which only says simply to Jews, not to non-Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So to actively, like, the animal's about to eat it and take it away from the animal, I don't know, maybe it would be different, I don't know. Beis lasoy. So if ilum humasharashim lo yiskra, I did that already. Okay, sif beis. Any yehudi shekibul me'arab yomtiv leave in his space or show yisrael b'kablanus. So the goy has contracted, been contracted by the Jew to build a house. B'kablanus, which means that he's paid not by the day, but he's paid by the job. So we way back when in Hilchos Shabbos, so we differentiate in halacha between what's called a skir yoyim, which is called a kablon. A skir yoyim is paid by the day or by the hour. It's paid, you know, for working for the person right now. So that's instead that he's working for me. A kablon undertakes his responsibility for a job. So it now becomes for a project. A tailor makes a garment. The mechanic fixes the car. the contractor builds the house, he now has taken over a project. That's called kablonis. So kablonis is much more cool, much more lenient in halacha, because we say that a kablon really is, now that he's undertaking the job, he's doing the job for himself. It's his job. He's undertaking this project, and later on he'll present it to you to be remunerated. But right now he's not working for you, he's working for himself. Whereas the Skayyim has been hired to be my worker and he's available for my needs, so he's working for me, that's us. So Mikra Din, a Kablan, the Kablan's doing work on Shabbos or Yom Tov, is not Osir. A Skayyim doing work on Shabbos or Yom Tov is Osir because he's working for me. A Kablan's not working for himself. So if I give my car to the mechanic before Shabbos, and he's going to work on it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Well, he's working on my car for me. No, he's not. He's working on his car for my car for himself. Because it's his job to do whatever. There are, however, cases where Chazal asked it anyway because of Mara Sayan. One of the cases is when it's done, Mechubar Lekarka, these are things which are there for visible types of work. Because we asked for them because of Mara Sayan. Even in the case of kablonis. Then we differentiate in halacha between techet chum and chutzet chum. So it's a mechubar lekarka dikum halacha. It's kablonis, bigger than it's mutter, but it's a marasayin. But it's now Shabbos, and this is taking place way beyond the tchum where any Jew is able to reach. So then it's mutter because there's no marasayin, because there's no Jew to see it there. But on Chol HaMoed, since Jews are allowed to travel beyond the tchum, so then there's no heter. So even though it's a kalis kablonis, also l'niach lasis b'chol amoyd, afilu afa pishu huchus the tchum, because a Jew could theoretically travel there in chol amoyd. That's my case of mechubar lekark. Avim nosin lemalacha betolush karam amoyd. The kablonus la soisa besach besachal in a yehudi, so he gave it to before Yom Tov, A, kablonus B to do inside of his tolush C do inside of his house D, so then mutter. If you get all the things together, so then it's mutter. Zog to mishabur gimel be kablonus, but so larmer af shehu be kablonus will be skriyam. Even it's a case of kablonus.
What does he mean by tolush?
Tolush means it's not attached to the ground.
Oh, like a house would be attached to the ground.
Right, correct. But some option with kablonus, well, I'm so the mushal. Let's say I give my car. So my car is tolush. He drives it into the garage and works on it.
Right.
Now, if it says on the big bumper sticker, it says Rebbe on the license plate, you know, so that's a problem. Right? But otherwise, there's nothing which makes it nicker that's a Jewish car, so there's right. No problem. So, that's a larmer.
So, you shouldn't put bumper stickers on your car?
Or the bumper sticker, but the license plates, for sure. I have a chaver that he and his brother, they have one car that says 4 Gesund, F, you know, four, the number 4, G Z U N T. Then there's another one, Zygazunt, Bigazunt, you know. They have each one of their cars has, you know, something, you know, with the Gazunt, you know. Yeah, so that's obviously a Jewish car. Even though it's a kablonis. Now, even kablonis, which is mutter, but if you tell them specifically do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, that's osur. So you didn't tell them anything. So if I give him my suit to the cleaners, that's a case of kablonis. He's hired for the job to clean and to press my garment. So he's hired for the job, Batson, not for the not by the day. But if I tell him, you know, that I drop it in, Shabbos is at 5 o'clock, and I drop it over 4:59 Arab Shabbos, and say I need it tomorrow night at 5:01, 6:01 when Shabbos is over. So you told him to work on Shabbos, so that's awesome. I said, listen, Ramesh holds that day. Let's say you say, I need it first thing in the morning, Monday morning. He's closed on Sunday. So Ramesh said, that's not a problem, because he's not working on Shabbos. That's he's working on Shabbos. That's his decision. He can work on Sunday. He doesn't want to work on Sunday. That's not, you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. Maybe you thought, I need it right after Shabbos. You've been Mayachim Alav to the Shabbos. So no, you didn't do any of that. Chol Ovid Adai to the Nafshei Ovid Kei Ligmar Be Meheris Malach. So if Elohi Oser the Royal Yermashu Schir Etzle. So because they don't know that and they think maybe the guy is working as a Schir Yom. Now, Vim Kol Ir Dark and Leave Them Speak of Balanus. If the whole city nobody does building other than through contracting, so the carter's no Maris Ayin that the person will claim, people will think you're doing it as a Schir Yom, which that's the Maris Ayin. So, Ayin Le'el B'Sim and Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Alf B'Bir Alocha, Vim Bonu B'Isser, Kim Shu B'Kabonu, Sulev B'Sher Yom, Shari Lo Dibu. So that's for sure. They did it, you're allowed to live in it. If the whole city, everybody does B'Kabonu, he says over there, it's still better not to do it. In case of where if you feel that the project will be abandoned, especially if it's Tzarech Mitzvah, like the Tzarech building of a basic Knesset, you can be Mekel. So that's all over here, Hol Mishra B'Dalet. And... I hope you guys have given more.